Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk, and we are live here today. Our show is amazing. We are celebrating the launch of WeBocaTV.com and their signature program, Good Morning Boca, and so much more. And joining me today, we have the CEO and president of our BYL network and WeBocaTV. We've got Danielle Silverman, as well as Stephanie Halsey, and she is here from the leadership team of WeBocaTV. So, good evening, ladies.
Hello, Miss Lori. How are you?
Hello,
Stephanie.
Lori. Are you with us? Yay.
Yes,
well, I'm glad
Lori.
You're here.
Yes.
Let's start with Danielle. Please share with us the vision that helped you to get WeBocaTV launched.
Well, thanks, Lori. For first of all, having me on the show, I love Success Bees. I've been listening to your show for over a year now, so I appreciate you taking the time to interview me. The excitement that goes around WeBocaTV, a couple things. One, Boca Raton really is amazing. I've had the pleasure of living here for close to 27 years, traveling back and forth between Boca Raton and New York, and it just expanded. And there's so many amazing things happening here. And with a platform like this, we finally have a chance to broadcast restaurants, events, you know, all the things that are happening, new homes. Downtown Boca has really evolved. The Mandarin Hotel is coming and the residents. So just it's just a really good time to have a digital broadcast station here in Boca, and super excited to showcase, of course, our morning show every week where we interview different, you know, guests and celebrities about what's happening each week to really let consumers know what's going on, you know, because, again, living here for 27 years, a lot of times I feel like I don't even know what's happening here in my own neighborhood. So with this new broadcast station here locally, we'll have the chance to give the audience at home, you know, locally, what's going on here. But then people that don't live here around the world can also see this amazing city as well, which is
absolutely
awesome.
Now, with WeBocaTV.com, this is something that this is a digital broadcast network. So people can actually access the network, whether they're on their mobile phone or their, you know, their iPad, their tablet, their device, as well as on their computers and their smart TVs. And so this is the future of television. And we're just so happy that you could bring that here with us to Boca. Now, I know in the first few episodes, and this launch week was amazing. I mean, we were on location at celebrating and watching live at Bruce's of Great Neck, one of our, you know, restaurants right here in West Boca. Amazing baker. I mean, this man is an award-winning baker to the stars, and we were there watching with the television, you know, the live broadcasting. So exciting. But I know that the first four episodes were produced on location at the Boca Town Center Mall, and that you were working in one of the premier retail locations, Neiman Marcus. So talk a little bit about what that's like to take a broadcast and do that on location.
Sure. Well, Neiman Marcus is just an unbelievable store. We have the luxury of shooting on the second floor, which if anyone listening has not been there, they need to take an escalator ride to the second floor and look up at the beautiful butterflies and the sun coming through. And then, of course, Mariposa. Chef Ben took us behind the scenes and showed us some of their favorites and why people go to Neiman Marcus and have brunches and baby showers and meet for lunch. It's a very special signature place with recipes that they've been actually making for 20 or 30 years. So it really has like a sense of grandma, mom, kids, you know, coming together. And Neiman Marcus was wonderful working with their PR marketing team and, you know, helping us set up. We were there, you know, two full days shooting this pretty large production, and that's one thing great about the Boca, WeBoca channel and our Good Morning Boca is we're going to make this a traveling morning show and to really kick off our ever, you know, WeBocaTV and Good Morning Boca at, you know, one of the most beautiful stores in Boca Raton was, of course, just a blessing in itself. So we thank all the team at Neiman Marcus and everyone that helped us, from the technical people turning on the lights early in the morning, which is, of course, fun because you get to see, you know, things that no one else got to see. And then to, you know, just their PR, Laura Johnson and Marissa Silver, just amazing group of women over there and just really took care of us, you know, gave us the white glove treatment and were super supportive. So we're happy to broadcast them. And we look forward to other locations. It's exciting.
Absolutely. You know, bringing in, you know, I know that down the road that you're going to actually bring this programming to an opportunity for a live audience to be there. And how exciting, because even when we were in Neiman Marcus and I was there with you at that filming, people, you know, that were coming into the department store and coming into the area where the filming was taking place, I mean, they were very excited about it. And you could feel the energy and the enthusiasm, and people want to be part of what's going on. So I know that by bringing the live programming and having an audience, that's going to take it to, you know, a whole nother level. Now, we were very excited to see the mayor of Boca Raton, Mayor Susan Haney, right there welcoming, you know, We Boca TV and Good Morning Boca. And she was making all, you know, sorts of wonderful announcements talking about the construction of Mandarin Oriental and Hyatt Place that was just come up in Boca and all of the development and the exciting things that are happening around the city. And she said that over the last 6 years, over 8,400 new jobs have been created in Boca. So Boca is just turned into a place, a wonderful place to live and work and learn and play. And the energy about Boca is wonderful. So thank you for bringing this program here to Boca.
Thanks, Lori. No, and I appreciate that. We're I think, at a good time and a good place where you'd mentioned, you know, filming at Neiman Marcus, seeing people walk around excited about the cameras. You know, it is true that, you know, unfortunately, Boca in the past has been missed by the media, being that, you know, most of the stations are either in West Palm Beach, which is off of Okeechobee, about 35, 40-minute ride, or Fort Lauderdale, which is on the other way south, is 30 or 45 minutes. So now, being that Boca Raton is the center of Fort Lauderdale Airport and West Palm Beach Airport, we really have another reason for celebrities and people to come to Boca, stop at Good Morning Boca, get an interview, see a live show, and then go off to either Miami, Fort Lauderdale, you know, Orlando even, and just, you know, make Boca really, it's the center. And the city is known around the world. I mean, if you say Boca Raton and you're in London, or if you're in New York or LA, people know Boca. They know that it just represents, you know, just a very, you know, affluent, luxury type of, you know, educated lifestyle, where we have amazing school systems here. We have beautiful universities. We've got the best of the beach and the shopping, and, you know, crime rate is, as Mayor Susan Haney said, is extremely low here in Boca Raton. And just really, you know, the weather. I mean, listen, it's 69 degrees right now as we speak, and unfortunately it's snowing in other parts of the country, and we have, you know, really the best of all worlds here. And then also the businesses, you know, the entrepreneurship and how things have grown. You and I have had the luxury, Lori, of going to Tech Runway and interviewing that institution and seeing, you know, what they're doing for small businesses here. So it's just, it's really a good time to be at the forefront of how this city has evolved and just grown. It's not even 100 years old. I mean, less than 100 years ago, only 18 souls lived here, and now we are a city that has over 200,000 people that work, live, and play in Boca. So it's just, again, less than 100 years, 200,000 people are here now. And it's just, I feel only going to grow, and excited to, you know, be the cameras rolling. As I said earlier,
absolutely. And about 3 million people come through Boca every year. So you are 100% correct that people know about Boca. And the guests that you featured on these shows were absolutely amazing, running from corporate, you know, corporations to the nonprofits to the city. And I know that you wanted to talk a little bit about some of those guests that you've featured. So I'm going to let you share a little bit about some of the guests on the first show.
Sure. So the first show, we like to, just from a format standpoint, we want to give all types of businesses here locally exposure. So from the nonprofits to the for-profits to obviously city. So on the first show, we had the luxury of obviously the mayor, Susan Haney, talking about the city and job creation. And then we had another arm of the city, which is the Downtown and Meisner Amp team, which they talked about all the amazing concerts and things that happen really downtown Boca to Sanborn Square. They have a yoga class every Saturday that people want to take yoga and exercise, and the libraries and the city things and that are happening. Of course, the Children's Museum, which you'll see running, we run content for them. Other guests we had was recently, actually this week, was Boca Life magazine, which is a media partner of ours, where we're going to be doing a lot of fun things with them, everything from, you know, best restaurants you know, to where to shop, where to live, where to fashion. So there's a lot of fun things with Boca Life. And
the real estate, you feature the premier real estate companies involved in here. So let's talk about real estate.
Yeah, so we had a fabulous guest and the luxury to have Jay Parker, CEO of Florida brokerage Douglas Elliman, on our show. And Jay was just a fabulous guest. We had a hard time editing that segment because everything he said was so great. So that was, I think, one of our longer segments. But he talked about, again, just living in Miami. But when you talk about Boca, people say, what's going on Boca? You know, we're in Miami. Tell us what's happening in Boca. And if you do take a ride downtown and you look just a little south past Meisner and you see all of the amazing buildings that are going and the residents and the people that are moving from all over the world to just be in that walking distance of the beach, of Meisner Park, of Royal Palm, of the shopping. I mean, it's just the best of all worlds. Plus, it's a hop, skip, and a jump away to Miami or to up to Palm Beach or to downtown Delray. So, of course, Jay, you know, talked about that, but then also the real estate and the homes. I mean, if you look at real estate in Florida, how it's the market value has just really sustained itself and then how it's on the rise. Just a beautiful place to invest in real estate here in Boca. Douglas Elliman is first-class company. They are huge up in the northeast area, and now they are building more offices here locally. So that's exciting that we had them on the show. Amongst, you know, amongst many other guests, you'll see in upcoming shows. This week we launched also a great story with the WIC organization, which is a nonprofit theater, which I had the luxury of going to with my husband, and we saw Sister Act, and it was just amazing. The production. After the show, the crew comes out, the talent, and they meet with you, and you get to meet them, and you can have dinner there, and there's a costume museum, and the theater is just beautiful.
TheWIC.org.
TheWIC.org. Been to the WIC, yeah, theater. Definitely go check out a show, and we just had a nice diverse group, and only more to come, Lori. I mean, we haven't
absolutely
even cracked
the surface. For those of you just tuning in, you can follow We Boca TV on Twitter at We Boca TV, as well as Facebook We Boca TV, and of course, you know, Success Bees here all the time. Now, also, you've had some features of organizations and nonprofits, and that will continue to be, you know, work that you incorporate into the network. I'm going to let Stephanie Renee Halsey join us for a minute, and we'll have a little conversation about some of the nonprofit organizations that have been featured so far and that are part of this lineup. I know I had Stephanie come and join us.
Yes, yes. Hi, Lori. Thank you so much for having Danielle and I. We are so thrilled to be a part of Successities and really, truly, the service that you provide to your listeners is definitely cutting edge yourself. And so we appreciate the innovation and the entrepreneurial spirit there that you bring exciting news to your listeners as well. So thank you again.
Thank you. And coming up all this week, we do have guests who have appeared on the first episodes, the first whole entire week. You know, we have those guests on the show. And we want to talk a little bit about some of the guests. One of the guests that was featured was Deborah Tendrick, and her program is about eating better and living better. Stephanie, you want to talk a little bit about some of the nonprofits? Let me let you do that, since I know that that's such a great area of influence for you.
Yes, absolutely. Part of our president, Danielle Silverman's vision, is to really emphasize how much Boca truly gives back to the community. So in her vision, she is definitely going to put the spotlight. She's going to make all of our charities shine bright. There are over 400 charities in Boca Raton, and we definitely are going to make sure that everybody knows, everybody across the globe knows just how powerful of an influence that our charities and what a positive difference they make. And I tell you, We Boca TV has been uniquely positioned to offer the city of Boca Raton and the community at large much more of an influence than ever before. So that in and of itself is exciting. But you did ask me to speak to the charities specifically that we've had on the show in week one. Deborah Kendricks, wow, she's really a mover and a shaker here in Boca Raton. She has started an organization which is a tremendous cause, and that is, like you mentioned, Lori, Eat Better, Live Better. And this is specifically to address the childhood obesity epidemic. And I'm telling you that her 5K is coming up this spring, and we're definitely going to be a part of that. And she was featured on that first show and did a phenomenal job, as well as Jennifer Kaufman with Touch a Heart Foundation. And in fact, just to let you know how much we're committed to supporting our charities, we are actually going to be in a co-promotion and partnership opportunity with Touch a Heart Foundation for their upcoming Spa Day on January 23rd. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We invite all of the community to really get involved with some of these things that we're doing. The Office Depot Foundation, their event is coming up on February 17th and 18th. We'll definitely be a part of that. And I tell you, it's very, very exciting, all of the things that we have going on. Many, many more charities to be spotlighted. And Lori, I want to take a breath here, but in just a minute, I will tell you how amazing that the Spirit of Giving Network did during the holidays, and certainly was there to cover that. Over 4,000 toys and gifts that were given to the community of Boca Raton, to the kids here. So anyway, very exciting, Lori.
Oh, that is so awesome, and I'm glad that you know, you'll be part of this, and that We Boca TV is really moving forward in that area as part of, you know, what they are sharing with the community and making as part of their efforts. To talk a little bit about what's happening this week as we move forward with SuccessBees, we will be having, you know, representatives from Douglas Elliman come on the program and talk to us specifically about what's happening here in Boca Raton and the real estate market. Deborah Tendrick, who is the CEO of Eat Better and Live Better, and she's got an upcoming 5K walk. She's going to be on our program tomorrow. We also tomorrow are going to have Amy, who is going to be talking about Meisner Park and the amphitheater and the events that are going to be taking place in the amphitheater. So I don't want to give away all of those upcoming exciting things. Later on this week, we are going to have the hosts of Good Morning Boca. And as you know, we have Kelly Gannon and Chris Cruz, who are both co-hosting the program. And so Wednesday, we're going to have Kelly come and join us and share a little bit with us about her background and her excitement in being a co-host of a morning show like that. We have Lindsay Martinez, who is one of our guests, an expert in the health and fitness, and she's going to be talking about her organization or company's called Happy, Healthy, Stronger. And she'll be on the air giving us some ideas about how to eat better and live better and those just healthy living type of tips that I guess sometimes we know things, but we need to be reminded. It seems to be that constant keeping it in our awareness, right, Stephanie? We just have to keep being reminded to take care of ourselves. And I was excited when you mentioned a pamper day and a spa day. I think that we both need to be there for that, and excited that, you know, you could be a fundraiser and a pamper day all at the same time. So I'm definitely in for a pamper day. And coming up also later on this week, we have the folks from Boca Life magazine. In fact, Ileana will be with us, and she's the senior editor of Boca Life magazine. So we'll get to understand a little bit more about what it takes to create a full-blown, you know, luxury publication right here in Boca, how they, you know, proceed and what type of features as well as events they have going for the magazine. We'll also be bringing on guests, Stephanie, that are part of our board of directors and other sponsors that are helping to make this programming possible. The fact that we are a digital broadcasting network, you know, we have programming and we have commercials and we have sponsorships. And so if you're listening and you're a business owner and you're thinking, you know, I had no idea that I could get involved in something like this, but I would like to have my location to be a place where a program takes place, and I'd love the idea of bringing in a live audience, and I'd love to sponsor something or, you know, have commercials to promote my business, I think that this is a good way to go. We have gotten all types of businesses involved in We Boca TV and Good Morning Boca, including, you know, plastic surgeons, and, you know, I expect that there'll be more across the board, such a big variety of guests that we feature on the show. So let's talk a little bit more about that, Stephanie.
Okay, sure. So with other guests that we have on our show lineup, Good Morning Boca, which Danielle, as a visionary, has certainly displayed her professional experience in the broadcasting business 10 times over. She's done a phenomenal job, and we are so very blessed at We Boca TV to have such a strong leader in the digital broadcast network television business. There's no better person, let alone woman, to actually run the show. And you want to talk about a recipe for success, that is Danielle Silverman with We Boca TV. And just for a minute, Lori, thank you so much for the opportunity. I will speak to several of the other upcoming guests. We're excited. And
you're going to do a live show, too.
Honest.
We can talk about the live show. In fact, one of the guests that you had in the first four episodes was Dr. Douglas Lori of American Heritage School. And we're actually going to be on location later this month with programming that is being filmed for the month of February. And so, you know, things that get started are really expanded. We're seeing that once people start to get involved in the programming, they want to keep going and they want to participate, and they want to participate, you know, at a larger level. We have some of the most amazing companies that are going to contribute to things like the hair and the makeup and the clothing that you see, you know, all the elements that go into making a professional show are participating in, you know, We Boca TV and Good Morning Boca. So it takes an entire team of professional people to do a program at this type of a level. And that's what you're seeing here. This is very unique for Boca. This is an amazing opportunity for Boca. And the roster of involvement of you know, companies, people, organizations is across the board. You have Excel Auto Group as guests on the first show, and they've got a tremendous big auto week that's taking place here in South Florida right now. We have guests appearing on the program from Boca Newspaper. We already mentioned Boca Life Magazine. There's a special feature in the program right inside Neiman Marcus with the fashions that are being presented, and the models, I'm telling you, were just amazing, showing the designer clothing, the women's evening gowns and the gentlemen's suits and the shoes. I mean, you just wanted to go shopping watching all this stuff. I mean, exactly what it was meant to be from Neiman Marcus, top presentation with their PR people of all of the fashions. The Allianz Championship was featured as part of the program. I mean, I could just keep going on. I can't wait to hear more about the things that people do to better their appearances and life, whether it be full-on plastic surgery to other types of procedures that just help people look good and feel good. I mean, amazing group of people participated. You had people from the Adolph and Rose Levi JCC. We had guests appearing from the Boca Raton Regional Hospital Foundation. We had Manel Tendler of Tendler Orthodontics. So I don't really think that there was an area that We Boca TV and Good Morning Boca missed. It was very well covered with variety, with everything from the nonprofit to the for-profit organizations, from the retail to the medical, and the city and the government, and everyone coming together saying, we are really happy that Boca Raton is the place that has a program like this that is airing in the top level of technology, digital broadcasting, right? That's the whole direction. And combining
absolutely.
The on-location,
yes,
which it's not just being hidden in a studio or a corner somewhere or in somebody's bedroom. It's literally being broadcast in the city, around the city, and with the help of many, many different types of organizations to bring this to the fruition. It takes a team.
Yes. I tell you what, Lori, absolutely, you couldn't be more right about the innovation and really just the fundamental evolution and the development that is going on here in Boca Raton. In fact, I am so pleased to let your listeners know that We Boca TV was selected to be an exclusive carrier of the footage for the Microsoft Store's worldwide retail and online store that opened in the Boca Town Center Mall. And we got an amazing interview with the general manager, Kelly Soligan, as well as the community development liaison, Anna Sanchez. Both of them did a phenomenal job. And I tell you what, if Microsoft is coming into Boca Raton and opening a brand new retail location, you can bet that Boca Raton has something going on, and We Boca TV is absolutely going to be here to capture all of it.
What I think is exciting at WeBocaTV.com, and folks, if you're listening, it's as easy as going to WeBocaTV.com. The programming is there for you. It's airing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what's even more special that no one is doing is you can actually go on that site and click on demand to watch programming that has already taken place. So as we have new episodes each week, you'll be able to still go back and take a look at watching previous episodes that are available on demand. And when you go to the site, you're going to see something that nobody else has. Literally, to the right of the screen is what looks like a remote control, Stephanie, and it's got different categories. And I encourage people to go to WeBocaTV.com and take a look around, watch some programming live, click around and take a look at some programs that are and things that are on demand, and take a look at that very special what we call remote control. And in that remote control, literally, Stephanie, right now you can click on different categories and you can see different coupons and different businesses and different things that are featured. But as we move forward, there's going to be more and more available in that remote control that as our listeners become fans of the show and they check in and they click in on different parts of that remote control, they're going to be able to be connected to offers and incentives and coupons and deals and discounts. And it's really going to be a special thing that they have that other networks and other type of stations and programming just don't have. We are just technologically advanced and forward. You know, the Danielle Silverman and Jordan Aloof are really the future, and they're bringing the future with this programming, with their concept, right here to Boca Raton. And I'm just excited to be a part of it and to be able to share this with the audience. I want everybody to follow everything on social media. Go to WeBocaTV.com and tune in to the upcoming programs that we are presenting for you. And this is a live call-in show, Stephanie. If people literally call us while we are on live, they can talk to us, they can talk to the hosts, and they can share with us their excitement and their enthusiasm for We Boca TV and Good Morning Boca. And I'm really happy that we could do this for you. Every single week, brand new episodes are produced, and I share with you, watch them live. You know, they'll be available throughout the day. So if you want to see them again, you had fun, you heard something that you liked, you want to catch something more, you can come back and watch it again, which is amazing. And we want you to tell other people in the community and around the globe. I mean, if you've got friends in New York or in California or Washington or New Jersey or London, anywhere they are in the world, they can go to WeBocaTV.com and they can tune in. I'm your host, Lori Wilk. It has been great to be with you here on SuccessBees as we talked about WeBocaTV.com and their signature program, Good Morning Boca. It's been great having Danielle Silverman of the network here, as well as Stephanie Renee Halsey. Stephanie, thank you for being part of this program, and I look forward to having you join me this week as we really feature WeBocaTV and Good Morning Boca, and I hope you'll come back and be with me.
Oh, absolutely, Lori. Thank you so much to you and SuccessBees. I really absolutely commend you for really bringing the recipes for success to the community of Boca Raton and for spotlighting WeBocaTV. So thank you very much for having us.
Awesome, guys. Goodbye for now. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.